opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's that time of year again. It's that time of week again. It's that time of day again.
Yeah, Halloween has come and gone, so we're officially fall.
It has. Yeah, I was just commenting. I was like, 20 years ago, we'd still be looking for red over here.
Yeah, I'd still be out there trick-or-treat in your candy.
But it is November 1st. It is raining in Redding.
Yeah.
Holy moly. I'm so excited. I woke up this morning. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I heard up to a half inch today.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Let's just keep it steady like this all the way through March, and then we'll have another drought next year.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, if you look historically at California, they run in 7, 40, and 100-year weather cycles.
Yeah.
And we're actually at the odd change of a 40 and 100-year cycle at the same time. So, yeah, the wet's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful out there. Mudslides. You know, of course, those were happening in Southern California really bad. I imagine with all the fires we've had up here, we're going to have some issues with those.
Yeah.
So just be really aware of where you are, you know.
Yeah, like
have some emergency stuff in your vehicle.
Yeah, like what happened down in the Grapevine a couple weeks ago where the mudslide came down and stranded all those people.
Yep.
Yeah, be aware because there's a lot of loose dirt out there.
And also I was hearing that a lot of home insurance policies do not cover mudslide flooding.
You have to have specific insurance just for that.
So glance at your policy if you're in an area where you might get mudslides this year, because it takes like 60 days to kick in and all that. So,
yeah,
you know, just throwing those out there for you guys. It is not 9 o'clock in the morning.
It is not.
It is 8 o'clock in the morning.
It is 8 o'clock in the morning.
It was our time change on Halloween.
It was.
So we imagine most of you are probably still a little hungover.
Well, Halloween on a Saturday with an extra hour of bar time, there's probably some pretty rough people this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doing the walk of shame. Oh, so we've got a ton going on with the state of Jefferson.
There are. There are actually, I have four events on SOJ51.net alone.
Yeah, you want to run those down?
Yeah, on November the 11th, out in Modoc County, there's going to be a Jefferson update at the Cal Pines Lodge on 750 Shasta View Drive in Alturas.
Mm-hmm.
November the 17th, there's two things going on. We got the Placer County Board of Supervisors presentation at 9 a.m.
Yep.
So you can go to the Board of Supervisors website and look up their address there. Also on the 17th, the Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne County Joint Town Hall, 6 p.m. at the Italian Picnic Grounds at 581 Highway 49, and that's down in Sutter Creek.
Yep.
And then the big announcement.
We're excited. Oregon has finally woken up and is beginning to join the State of Jefferson movement.
Mm-hmm.
Josephine County has formed a committee, and they are full bore and on it big time. And their first town hall, you want to give us that one?
Yeah, that's going to be from 12 to 3 on December the 5th at the Redwoods Grange, and that's on 1830 Redwood Avenue in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yes. So that's a big announcement we were holding on to last week.
Yeah, we have been watching the stirrings going on and the back and the forth going on.
Yeah.
And Josephine County has grabbed a hold of this big time.
Yeah. Well, they were at the start. Wasn't everybody talks about the first Jefferson Town Hall up in Yreka.
Mm-hmm. There were
two and a half,
there.
Almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of the younger people, they were from Josephine County.
There was one from Josephine and one from Jackson, I believe.
Oh, one from Jackson.
So, but Josephine's had some issues going on with the police mining rights.
Sheriff's department got gutted.
Yeah,
absolutely gutted.
And a lot of that was because the sheriff at the time didn't want to play ball with the unconstitutional regulations that Oregon was passing, and Oregon's quid pro quo to try and get even with him was to reduce his sheriff's department to where they were basically responding only to life-threatening issues.
And even then they said, you better go buy yourself a gun because we're not going to get there in time.
Exactly.
They actually issued that to their constituents there.
You know, Oregon has a list of complaints like we in the North State does against Sacramento. They have a list in the South and the East against Portland because basically it's almost like the old city-state system of ancient Greece where the city-state of Portland is determining for all the outlying areas what shall be.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Portland. Those people are a little special.
Yeah, it's a special breed of people that,
they are.
They're, go to Portland. I'll grant you that when I've driven through it once.
I'd drink a beer with them, but I wouldn't let them date my sister kind of people, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's what they've got going on, and we are very, very excited that Oregon is finally getting up and looking to join the movement, and really interested to see what aspect that brings, and where some of the other counties go now. I've got a feeling Douglas County might grab a hold of this real quick.
I can see it rolling all the way up the coast, honestly.
Well, it's originally it was Coos, Curry. Jackson and Josephine and Lake counties.
Yeah.
And then there was Siskiyou and Modoc County, and they asked Shasta, and Shasta strangely couldn't get off the fence one way or the other.
Really?
And the state
hereditary here.
The state of Jefferson government actually sent the Shasta County Board of Supervisors a bottle of castor oil so they could start their own movement. So it's funny how some things haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, it's interesting to watch the message of Republicanism start to spread, and once people are starting to understand what that means and what's been lost because of it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's also one of those things too, where a lot of people they've been told, "Oh, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. This is the way that it is. You know, stop asking why. You know, just go home and pay your taxes."
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't pay my taxes if I don't have a job. I don't have a job because of your regulations. So I'm questioning your regulations so I can go get a job so I can pay my taxes so that my kids can go to school.
Yeah.
You're using logic again.
It's broken.
it's broken. It's and it's broken. All your fault.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, and I understand maybe I'm a little bit more radical than some people. I have a tendency to see something for what it is and grab a hold of it and call it what it is and not care who I offend. You
should
know,
have been a bull rider.
Maybe. I might have enjoyed that. Yeah. but, you know, and it just, to me, I'm to the point, I thoroughly believe that the government of California is no longer a legitimate government.
Yeah.
The way that they are conducting themselves and how they have no respect for the rule of law. Or any of it.
Yeah.
It's like our state's being run by a Bond villain. It's crazy. You know?
I just pictured a guy with really big silver teeth.
Yeah. You know,
I can't remember which one that is.
It even sounds like a Bond movie. Moonbeam. You know?
Moonbreaker.
Moonbreaker. Exactly. You know, he's even got his evil henchmen down there in the Senate, you know, De Leon.
You got Shrimp Boy.
Yeah, Shrimp Boy, and he got De Leon the wig. He'll be like Oddjob, instead of throwing a shoe, he pulls his wig off and throws it.
Gosh.
You know,
we could make a pretty good parody out of this.
Yeah, we could. We could make a movie about California's government.
And put it on YouTube, get, you know, a couple million bucks from how many likes you get.
Yeah, there you go. But, I mean, as funny as it is, and it's kind of sad because it's almost true. It's like our state's being run by bad Bond villains. You know, and where's James Bond?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and some of the things that just keep going on, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are upset about Jerry Brown signing the law that's now registering illegal aliens to vote.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Still fighting this cold off. Though if I take a break to hack, excuse me. You know, and you've got all these different things, but people are waking up to why it's broken, why they don't have the power to change it, and they're understanding how to fix it, and that is the Jefferson message.
Yeah.
And that's what's started in Oregon, because they, like we said, they've got their own issues of Portland trying to dictate to a rural people and that has no understanding of anything, and I think that's kind of what we wanted to hit on today is the difference between the republicanism and the democracy mm-hmm. that we're facing now and the differences. And, you know, kind of give some evidence of why that would work better for everybody.
Yeah. Right. Another thing I was told, I'll look it up here in a second and make sure that it's true, was that the California legislature also signed into law that no CCW holders can carry their CCWs on campuses, period, end of story. It was a loophole in the law up until now.
Well, yeah, you have that, and then you have Gavin Newsom who's trying to put it on the ballot. And again, this is where it goes back to me. You're no longer a legitimate government.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing some digging and looking through some certain things, and there's actually a law under Title 18, I believe Section 24 of the U.S. Code that states if two or more people conspire to remove a constitutional right of a citizen, that is subject to fine and up to 10 years of prison, and if that attack on your constitutional right leads to death, the people responsible for that could go to prison for life. Now, if you remove somebody's constitutional right, their Second Amendment right to defend themselves on a campus, and someone gets killed, anybody that has had anything to do with that law, passing that law, writing that law, drafting that law, passing that law, voting for it, you have conspired to remove the Second Amendment, a constitutional right from someone that has led to death, and every one of you ought to go to prison for the rest of your life.
Well, the only positive out of that is it would clean up Sacramento.
Maybe.
I mean,
I think they just find more from L.A.
Well, yeah, but if they go to prison, well, you don't have enough prisons.
Yeah.
We could open Alcatraz.
We don't have enough room now.
Yeah. Just reopen Alcatraz. Just put them over there.
Yeah.
Some actual hard labor. Yeah. You got to swim to and back.
Yeah. We better scoot off to our first break here.
So. All right. So this is the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments, we'll go ahead and announce the town halls again here at the half-hour point. Then feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
The government is going to take care of you.
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owens Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Caught you there.
Well, I was swallowing some water, like, whoop. I'm here. Oh, goodness. Welcome back. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, please feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. I do want to announce again that if you go to soj51.net and click on the events there at the top ribbon there, you'll be able to look up the 4 town halls and presentations that are going on. Also, the State of Jefferson is now an official 501c4.
We are.
So if you want to donate, you can go ahead and go to soj51.net. All of that information is right there on the main page.
Mm-hmm. And because we are a C4, you do not have to disclose your information as who you are as a donor.
Or your employer and all that, yeah.
But unfortunately, it won't be tax deductible.
Yeah.
So.
But Liberty, you don't need to get tax deductions on Liberty. Liberty is so much worth more than the tax deduction, I'm just saying.
Yeah. And that money will be used for, the legislation and, mm-hmm. and whatever may come after that if we have to do court cases or different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that money will go towards helping to spread the message and, you know, for the financial and the legal things that are going on.
I also do want to announce financial, legal, Sacramento, Steve Baird for Senate District 1 will mm-hmm. be visiting Northern Jefferson November 6th through the 13th.
Well,
so
with,
he's going to be
with
up in
Oregon
the area.
Jumping on board, we may have to change that definition to Central Jefferson.
Better Jefferson? Yeah. Original Jefferson?
Yeah.
Cantankerous Jefferson?
Yeah, original Jefferson? I don't know. Our future senator will be coming
through. And I believe he does
state.
Have a Facebook page. Or does he have a website?
Yeah, he's got a website. It's Steve Baird for Senate.com.
I'm just going to go ahead and stick that in and make sure it comes
excuse
up.
Excuse me again. And
it didn't come up. We will have that information shortly, because I'm sure Diana is hearing us flounder in the chat room right now.
Mm-hmm. So,
BairdForSenate.org.
BairdForSenate.org.
Sorry about that, everybody. BairdForSenate.org.
So.
We just want to spend a few extra seconds, you know.
We do.
Yeah.
So, he will be attending events all over the place mm-hmm. in Northern Jefferson. He'll be doing he'll be attending a veterans parade in Shasta Lake City. There's going to be a town hall in Alturas. He's going to be in Yreka. There's going to be several events for people to come out and meet Steve, get to know him as a person, see the kind of person that he is. And I think you'll be very, very pleasantly, mm-hmm. you know, happily when you meet the guy.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm looking here and it says that he'll be at the Tea Party, the Reading Tea Party next Monday on the 10th. He'll be out in Chester and Susanville. On the 11th, he'll be doing a meet and greet in Modoc County. So if you're in those mm-hmm. areas or general vicinities, that's BairdForSenate.org. And it looks like he'll be doing a radio interview next week. That's mm-hmm. not with us, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is with us.
It is.
I knew that. Pregnancy mm-hmm. brain. My bad.
Yeah, we're doing good here today. We've got the pregnant gal and the sick guy trying to keep it together, and we're just kind of like, ugh.
It's like I made it here on time with the time change. What more do you want from me? Oh, my goodness. Oh. So, yes, those are the basic announcements.
So, what
Republicanism.
Republicanism.
Yeah.
And what is it compared to democracy?
Mob rule is democracy. Our forefathers, they always viewed democracy as something to be feared.
They did.
I mean, Mark Baird brings it up all the time at town halls, is France legalized murder.
They did.
Through democracy. You know, not so different from what we're doing here in the United States now with certain political issues, but democracy is not what you want. It's republicanism, because you want the rights of the minority and the majority.
To have equal representation.
Equal, yes.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, and you cannot point out a place where democracy has succeeded any more than you can point out a place where communism has succeeded.
Yeah. And somebody show me an actual socialist country. Somebody. Because I'm really tired of hearing that socialism is the best way to go.
One that's succeeded?
Yeah, one that's lasted for more than 10 years and had a population of more than 50,000 people. Show me one in all of history on any planet.
Yeah, and don't say Canada, because they have a free capitalist market. So
they do.
They don't count.
They're not complete socialism.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So, can't think of one.
But I can think of a republic that's lasted for over 250 years and up until recently has been doing at least decently.
I can think of a republic that lasted thousands of years.
Yeah.
You know, the Romans were there for a long, long time on the back of the republic. And you look at the founding ideas of Western civilization that came out of Greece, and they were democracies. And Greece ultimately failed because of democracy. Because of it, they couldn't get together, they couldn't unite when they needed to.
Yeah.
To overcome common enemies. Their governments floundered and turned over all the time. They could never accomplish anything. And like you said, it democracy really is mob rule, or as some put it, it's two wolves and a sheep talking about what's for dinner. And it doesn't work, and that's exactly what we've been turned into and what they're trying to turn us into even more here in California.
Yeah.
Is that direct democracy that is failing us.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they're trying to grant the franchise to non-citizens. How does that work? How do you do that? How do you, as a citizen, allow that to happen? How do you comply with that? How do you sit still for that?
Well, in what country are people allowed to vote? Are people allowed to receive copious amounts of subsidies and other things like that, where they don't, quote-unquote, belong? What other country in the world allows that?
There isn't one.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's that insane.
Except for us, apparently.
Except for us.
Well, we are California.
Well, it's because they're willing to sell the future for what's politically expedient now.
And we were warned about that, again, by our forefathers, is the second that the populace realizes that they can vote themselves into different programs like this, they're going to continue doing it until... Mm-hmm. You bankrupt the system.
Yeah. You know, the government has figured out that they can bribe their own people with their own money.
Yeah.
And what do they care what it destroys in the future, what it does to our children or our grandchildren, as long as it does what it needs to do to keep them in office now and keeps them in political power.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the essence of the Jefferson argument and the people that are resistant to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're... a Republican, a Tea Party member, an Occupy person, a Democrat, a Libertarian, a Socialist, a Communist, why would you not want more representation?
Yeah.
Why would you not? Unless you know that the system is broken and that it only reflects one people and that you're part of that group and you don't care who is getting screwed. Because you're on the winning side for now.
And I found that with a lot of the true anti-Jefferson people that I've been able to speak to in the last 2.5 years, is those who are really and truly against it. Not just, I don't want to make a decision, so I'm not going to care. But those that are actively seeking to destroy the movement and the people involved, they're benefiting from the system. I can't tell you how many people I have talked to who are of the older generation, and they go, well, we had to make our own way, you have to make yours. Well, yeah, it's a lot easier to do when I'm not caring you know, all of you on our backs too. Right? You know, you gotta make your own way. How about we all make our own way here?
Well, yeah.
You know, all because you work 20 years doesn't mean you get $150,000 a year plus all of your benefits, and I'm struggling on a $30,000 pay salary.
And,
it's not okay.
For lack of effort or lack of entrepreneurial spirit. It's not laziness. It's get out of the way.
And that's the thing with young people. I can't even tell you how many times, you know, just with crime here in the local area, how many people come up with wonderful ideas for how to fix a crime issue. And they take it to Pledi or to Pasenko, and they go, well, we can't do that. Why not? Red tape.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean red tape? Stop the crime. Stop the crime, you know?
Yeah, get out of the way and allow people.
Open up business. Let people do what they need to do to succeed in America, because that is Republicanism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Republicanism is. It's being able to go out and take care of your own family.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, they want to say, oh, it's just partisanship and you want to see this certain group of people do. But no, I want to see everybody do better.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, one of the best things for America is everybody being successful. The country is stronger.
Yeah.
It's better to live here. It's more easily defended. It's everything is better when everybody does better.
But we have to melt together in the melting pot to do that.
Well, yeah, you do have to melt together in the melting pot, and you have to come together under some common ideals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't show up here and say, oh, well, we want to throw the Constitution out and live under Sharia law. Okay, go back to whatever rat
country
hole
you came
from.
Please go. Yes.
You know it.
Yeah.
It's you come here to be an American.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to pray to Allah, I don't care. I don't. You know, but you're not going to use the standards of that law any more than we're going to use the Old Testament to start ripping people's eyes out.
Well, I watched an amazing video. It was put on my Facebook page. And it was a beautiful young woman, and she was on Al Jazeera or whatever that, you know what I'm talking about, that one radio TV station. And
Still better news than our mainstream media.
Probably, yeah.
It is, I'm serious.
Unfortunately. You know, the sad part is I get a lot of my information of U.S. foreign affairs from Pravda, because they actually report it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even get over that one. But yeah, so I'm watching this video of this young Muslim woman, and she's on the show with these two gentlemen, and she's talking about how she has dual citizenship in America, because in America there are a series of laws and everybody's under the same law, and there is no place anywhere else in the world where she is actually treated well, like an equal, where people are protected no matter what their background is, no matter what their age is, no matter what their gender is, no matter what their religion is, everybody's under the exact same law.
Mm-hmm.
And the two guys are going, well, we don't agree with their, you know, foreign policies, and they're, you know, murdering people in Iraq and Afghanistan and all this. And she goes, but there are a series of laws. Here, there is no series of laws. It's whatever Sharia law is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not law. That's, you and know, nowhere else in the world can you cut off people's hands because they drove a car.
Yeah. And then, even then, Sharia law is open to interpretation by the mullah that's reading it.
Yeah.
There is no, it's insanity. You can't run a decent society that way.
Yeah. And that's where, with the Constitution, we always go back to the Constitution. It is, thou shalt not. You know, this is the way that it is. You don't touch these 10 things in particular because of what the Declaration of Independence had.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is created equal. I mean, yes, we can go back and banter over the 150 years of slavery and all that, but everybody is equal today.
Yes.
We're all equal. Men, women, blacks, Mexicans, whites, it doesn't matter. We're all equals.
As citizens.
As citizens, keyword.
Citizens.
And citizens.
And if you don't hold the ideals of citizenship to be dear, to dictating the terms of your country and how your society is going to win, you're going to fail.
And another country or another set of people are going to dictate it to you.
There you go.
And that's where it is democracy and not republicanism as well. Oh, we've gone over. We need to go to break.
Yes, we do.
I do want to point out once again, it is bairdforsenate.org. All of his information's on there, including his upcoming events. He'll be in the North State the 6th through the 13th of this month. Also, if you go to soj51.net, our event schedule is on there. I'll go ahead and announce them on the radio here when we get back from our break. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Did somebody say this?
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. I do want to point out that there are four events so far coming up here in November and the beginning of December. November 11th, out in Modoc County is a Jefferson update. On the 17th of November, if you're down in Placer County, the Board of Supervisor presentation will be at 9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that evening at 6 p.m., Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne County are hosting a joint town hall at 581 Highway 49 out in Sutter Creek. And, drum roll, again we're announcing, Josephine County, Oregon has gotten into the business of Jefferson. And on December 5th, they're having a town hall from 12 to 3 at the Redwoods Grange on 1830 Redwood Avenue in Grants Pass, Oregon. If you go to SOJ51.net, you can donate for our legislation and pending Supreme Court case and, you know, anything else that comes up here in Jefferson. We are taking donations as a 501c4, which means you do not have to tell them who your employer is and all that other stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yay. Goodness sake. So if you work for a county or if you work for the government in any way or you have your own private business and you're worried about that, You don't need to be worried about it. You do not have to tell anybody who your employer is or anything like that.
Why would you be worried? I mean,
because we do live in California.
The state of California would never actively target its political enemies.
No, why would they do that?
Never. Like bad Bond villains.
Yes, those Bond villains. And if you want a James Bond to go after those villens, head on over to BairdForSenate.org. He is one of our Bond villain catchers. Although somebody in the chat room also said that Mark Barrett is our Western Bond too.
Yeah.
So yes, Bond Baird for Senate.
Oh, that's funny. I could see Mark Baird, grilled cheese and ham. Or
grilled cheese and
cheese and ham grilled, not fried. That
that is the point. He always orders that.
Yeah,
always orders it.
Always ham and cheese. It's hilarious. Yep.
See, I like the grilled cheese sandwich with a nice bowl of clam chowder on the side.
Ah, yeah.
I don't put the ham on it.
That does sound good.
It does, doesn't it? Nice rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
All congested as you are, too.
Yeah, I know. Ugh, had enough of it.
Tired. Yeah.
Cruddy. Oh, so, back to republicanism versus democracy. And it's amazing to me how much it is picked up and it's being understood, especially with the individual counties. And I think the case for representation based on the county level is very easy to make. I mean, over the last 2 years, we've visited, 30 counties?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah, easily. And you go to every county, and every one of them's different.
Yes.
You know, is it a magical, mythical line on a map? Yeah, but when you cross it, things change.
Yeah.
Every county that we have dealt with has been different to its own needs, its own ends, culturally, the way that the people are, the way that the people think, the way
they want to spend their money.
Yeah, it is absolutely individually different. And when you're got a Senate district like Steve Baird's going to be taking over, and you have 11 counties that have each unique and different opinions, needs, and wants, how do you balance those?
The only way you can is through representation. You say, okay, obviously on the state level, one person can't actually tell 11 counties, well, this is the way you're all going to do it, because MODOK is not the same as Placer.
No.
I think, what is it, the smallest town in Placer County is bigger than all of MODOK?
Probably.
I mean, for Pete's sake, you can't have those be on the same thing, on the same playing field. So, and that's why I absolutely love Steve Baird for Senate. Because he recognizes that. He understands that. And he goes, well, the county should take care of themselves. The state does what the state needs to do, working with the other counties and working with trade and being the liaison to Congress back east.
And we'll do what he needs to do to help make Jefferson a reality so those individual counties have representation.
Yeah.
And until such a time, when is the last time that one of our representatives took the counties that they represent and sat them both down in a room and said, okay, you're at this end of this thing, you're at this end of this thing, what do we do to make this work? Yeah. When's the last time one of our legislators did that? Ever?
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. So, again, that makes the case for representation. Mm-hmm. Each individual county needs their voice.
Yeah.
You know, the needs, the wants, and desires of Shasta County are not like any other county that we visited. Siskiyou County, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it just makes the case for itself. And like I said, when speaking about our opposition, it shouldn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, Occupy, Tea Party, whatever you happen to be, Libertarian, why would you not want a voice?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Unless you want something else.
Unless you want something else. And, you know, so we're asking for a voice. The people in the opposition are saying, no, we don't want to give you a voice.
Well, they're saying sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
That's exactly what
they're
saying.
Pay your taxes, sit down and shut up.
Yeah, give me your money and your children's future.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. We do have a caller on the line, so we'll go ahead and pull you in. How are you doing, Bob? Billy Bob?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I wanted to call, and I was prompted by the fact that Josephine County, that is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for 4 years. They're absolutely fantastic people. And I know a bunch of people from that surrounding area, and absolutely essential that we get those eight counties in Southern Oregon, Roseburg South, and put this project together with a combination of Southern Oregon and Northern California. So excited about how well the movements are doing in the Southern Tulare or Tuolumne and all those. That's exciting. But and again, you know, the reason that the 11 counties in Northern California are represented by one senator? Because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's buried. He can drive a new car and turn it in 2 years, and he's not going to be able to represent this. And they know that, and it's buried in the democratic liberalism of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. Who cares? You're worthless. And then another point is that in the presidential elections of California, it's one, you know, one take all.
Yeah.
And this conservative Northern California, we have no say at all. We don't even get an electrical vote. I mean, one electoral vote. Why go to the poll?
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to Jefferson, then we can absolutely establish eight, what were you saying the last time I talked to you, Red, of what we can get 8 to 10 electoral votes out of California, which, hey, that's the other part of representation that you don't bring up on your show, really have to start mentioning that we have no presidential or no national representation, let alone our local.
That's actually a good point, yeah. Yeah,
no, you really have to hit on that because, again, I want Donald Trump to win, and look, I don't have a single thing to say about it. So, anyway, carry on.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Thank you.
That is a good point. One thing that we really don't talk about too much is the national impact of the state of Jefferson. I think we would have maybe 4 or 5 electoral votes.
It depends on the number of counties that we end up with and how they shake out. And,
yeah.
You know, and the other thing to remember is we would have 2 senators.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, speaking of the electoral vote, I think that California shouldn't be one take all anyway. I don't think any state should be. Because how is that an actual...
You mean actually hand out the electoral votes based on districts the way that it was supposed to?
You know, I wasn't going to go that far with it, but yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so like when a representative's district votes one way, that electoral vote goes to somebody?
Yeah. Because they're representing people, not...
That's
not,
crazy.
You know,
next you're going to try and tell me that the legislature should elect our senators the way that the Constitution says we're supposed to.
You know, Robert, you need to put that book down. It's an outdated document that can't be enforced.
Right.
And on that note, we do need to head off to our next break. I was referring to the Constitution. Thank you, Leonard Modi, for that soundbite. Okay, if you want to call in, you can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most of the drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Again, if you have if you're looking into any of the events that are going on over the next month, there's quite a few from super southern Jefferson to super northern Jefferson now.
Yep.
You can visit those at soj51.net and just click on events there at the top of the ribbon. And again, bairdforsenate.org. He will be here in the North State from the 6th to the 13th, passing through Reading on Monday. Well, he'll be on the radio with us Sunday. He'll be in Reading on Monday, yeah, and heading up to Chester and Susanville and up in Modoc, I think it was.
And the town hall in Grants Pass, December 5th, mm-hmm, nice and close to Christmas, where you could stop and do Christmas shopping and not pay sales tax. Just saying. Throw that out there for those of you that might want to be tooling up that way. It's a great place to shop.
You know, I just told my husband that we weren't going to go to Seven Oregon this year for Christmas.
Why?
But now I think that we just might. We might head up there now.
save 7%.
With that beautiful snow glistening down on Ashland and all that, how can you not love it?
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Josephine. Oh, so pretty up there. So pretty.
Josephine is gorgeous. And then, yeah, you know, Josephine's got Highway 199 down through, mm-hmm, the Redwoods over to the coast. And it is really a gorgeous county. And they have the Ewok Village out in Cave Junction, too.
Do they really?
Yeah, they've got a whole bunch. They've got a place that's got a ton of beautiful tree houses, and you.
Oh,
actually,
I was thinking Ewoks like Star Wars.
Yeah, well, we
like I thought they had the little bear things that you just want to just cuddle.
Well, we saw it, and my brothers and I were like, dude, we totally need to get a keg and a bunch of bear suits and run around that place like the Ewok Village. But
no, you'd have to put your kids in it because they're only cute because they're little.
My kids can't drink; they're way too young.
Well, no, not drinking the Ewok outfits.
It's just not the same without the beer.
Well, you could get an even smaller. You know the ones that are just starting to walk and they walk like a drunk guy.
That's true. Sometimes children are basically drunk little people.
Yep.
If you think about it.
Yeah. So. Have you ever seen them eat spaghetti?
Right.
Hello.
Right. Face plant. Anyways.
Sorry.
We're
child humor.
Yeah. We're wandering down the tangent.
Excuse me. Are you okay?
I'm telling you. I'm trying to kick this stuff, and it's just not friendly.
Oh, we had a caller.
ask a few minutes ago, and I know the answer, but it's probably worth repeating for new listeners. Are Steve Baird and Mark Baird related in any way?
They are not.
They're related in Liberty.
Yes. Yeah.
But no genetic relation that we're aware of.
Yeah. And I haven't had time to really investigate it.
But if you like genealogies and you find a connection, I'm sure that they would be excited to know that. But no relation to Steve and to Mark.
Diana says they're twin sons of different mothers. That makes sense.
That is actually possible.
Would that be Lady Liberty?
Ah!
They're the twin sons of Lady Liberty.
I like
it. We'll go with that. So
they have French heritage?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe that's why they know democracy is not a good idea.
Yeah. Didn't work too well in France,
no,
did
it?
Or anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and the other question was the spelling for those that are trying to get on the website. It's B-A-I-R-D.
Oh, good point. Yes. Yes.
Yes. It is B-A-I-R-D.
ForSenate.org.
ForSenate.org. So. So just to, to kind of wrap up, it's exciting to see the continued expansion of the movement.
Well, the hope that goes with it.
It is. And it's very satisfying for, so many of us that have worked so hard over the last couple of years who got told that...
You're crazy. It'll never happen.
Never happen. Never going to go anywhere.
You might get two or three counties and that's it.
Yeah. And now that we're looking at 12 counties and more that are still clamoring to come on board.
Yeah.
And the same hooplehead's going, it's not going to go anywhere. It's like, well, where are you at? And what have you been paying attention to? Because it's out of the... train station and well on the way down the road.
Our high-speed bullet train is going straight to Sacramento.
Yes, our high-speed rail is working much better than Moonbeam's.
Yes.
Moonbreaker. I'm going to start calling him that, Bob. Moonbreaker Brown. Oh, yeah. That's a populist psycho anyways. So, but we are drawing towards the end here of another show. And thank you for sticking with us today. I know we've been a little
sporadic.
Off, but it happens.
I blame the time change.
It is the time change. Well, and Halloween.
Yeah.
And Halloween. A bad combination.
Yep.
Yeah.
And allergies and pregnancy. And
we'll
lump everything in there.
Yeah, just throw it all in there.
Yeah.
In case anybody is just now tuning in, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and we are podcasted and archived. So if you didn't realize the time change was today, you can catch our archive show here on KCNR1460.com. Mm-hmm. And again, I do want to announce B-A-I-R-D, that's BairdForSenate.org, and then SOJ51.net has all of your events that are coming up this month and up until December 5th with Josephine County, who's now on board. And I also want to announce that Steve Baird will be on our show next week.
Mm-hmm.
So write down your questions for him. He'll
go
be on.
And ask him.
Mm-hmm. Because he's got some wonderful ideas. I still can't get over that text messaging idea. What do you think about this issue, A, B, and C?
Yeah. Tell me what you think. You, my constituents, let me know.
Yeah.
What you think.
That's just amazing. Right. I still can't get over that. So just little things like that, that he's going to use technology to really get to the people.
Yeah, to draw people together.
Yeah.
And Diana says that Baird is Scottish, which I guess I shouldn't mention all a Scotsman is an Irishman that got drunk on weekend and never went home. That'll start a fight.
I've got a little more Scottish in me, so I'll let the Irishman over here, insult the Baird.
Well, it's not an insult to be an Irishman. What better could you be?
Oh my gosh, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, where we're proud of our heritage, and it is time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Oh, have a good one, everybody.
I feel no shame.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
The investigation continues into the crash of a Russian airliner in Egypt this weekend. Connie Lawn reports.
Airline officials say the plane broke up in the air before it crashed onto the desert. That may indicate a bomb was on board planted by terrorists, but the pilot reported technical problems before takeoff and during the flight, so the investigation continues. Russians observed a day of mourning for the 224 passengers on the plane. Many airlines are now refusing to fly over Sinai, where there is a heavy terrorist presence. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
The United States is ramping up its financial support for Syria's opposition.
Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the additional assistance with a pledge of nearly $100 million at a weekend security conference in the Gulf Island nation of Bahrain. The U.S. says the new funds will support local and provincial councils, civil society activists, emergency services,